October 2nd, 2020, the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, nothing in the world, any event, any person, any circumstance, changes the fact that I am your God. It is I who created the universe and time as you know it. I existed before time began. I will exist forever in the future. Nothing occurs outside of my divine will, my permitting will, or my ordaining will. If you accept these truths, I am telling you then, you should have no fear in your hearts. In any circumstance of life, surrender everything to my perfect will. In the next breath, you will see the solution. Do not waste time in worry. The present moment will never return to you. Every moment is a test of faith. Be signs of faith to one another. Believe in my strength and power to take charge. Any weakness can be overcome if you believe in me. I will be happy to turn weakness into strength and to bring victory in the face of defeat. Believe in my power to expose evil, which is always in the background. My grace is the light you must follow." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 3rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today I caution you, do not waste time looking for new and progressive ways to accomplish things. Choosing tradition is often the tried and true way to achieve your goals. Progress is good in some aspects of life, medicine, ways to serve others, agriculture, and more. But much time is wasted in trying to live a progressive lifestyle without me. While you are searching for the new and better way of life, you could be praying for solutions to everyday problems. I am in charge of time, which is fast running out. Time as you know it. I am always inviting you to come closer to me. Snuggle deep into my paternal heart by prayer and sacrifice. I will never abandon you. My favor rests upon those who trust in me. You will never find perfect solutions to your problems. Take, for instance, the race to develop a vaccine for the latest plague, COVID-19. A perfect solution, one with no side effects, is not possible unless your prayers to me are part of it. Allow me to be a part of every present moment I give you. If you live this way, new horizons will be reached, and your problems will shrink." A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 4th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your life on earth is governed by time, hours, days, and seasons. It is important to me how you spend your time. That is what you will be judged on. Therefore, surrender the day to me by giving to me your day when you arise, your work, your leisure, and your prayer time. Do this by resolving to accept my divine will throughout the day. Nothing happens to you outside of my will. In your acceptance is my will for you." This is not just a gesture that you begin your day with. Over and over throughout your day, you have to recommit to this surrender. In this way, reminding yourself of this surrender, you keep the promise of your surrender alive in your heart. Be certain to renew your surrender before you enter into prayer. This encircles your prayers as they rise up to me, your Creator. I know your intentions are good, but as the day wears on, you may forget to renew this promise. When you arise, charge your angel to take your surrender to my paternal heart. During these times, every prayer is important. Make your whole day a prayer from beginning to end. Then I will protect even your weakest efforts. Simply say, "Papa God, I surrender this day to you." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 5th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, call my mercy down upon your country as it faces many challenges in the coming months. Pray that the right decisions are made. Active in your country is a whole political machine which is trying to take rights away from the just. If your consciences are formed in holy love, you will figure out my veiled warnings. Tie the robe of truth tightly around you. Do not be deceived by those motivated by the spirit of ambition. Satan is very much an instigator in promoting decisions clothed in light. He has a definite plan for the outcome of this election and of the future of each soul. He is the master of presenting his plans clothed in good with an evil underside. You can lose your rights if you dilute the power of conservatism. Do not allow yourselves to be governed by unseen powers of evil, always in the background, hoping to be unleashed. These powers are trying to gain strength by influencing your free choice decisions. It has been so since the beginning of time. During these last times, it is more openly displayed. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.
October 6th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "To be holy is to desire holiness. The depth of your holiness is the depth of the virtues in your heart. False virtues are the ones practiced to impress others. Your holiness needs to be based upon a virtuous life confided between you and me. Develop a relationship with me, a loving relationship. It is then you will be able to see the ways in your life that are great graces from me. Graces are the ways that lead you closer to me. This generation so often refuses my grace, as they do not have the desire in their hearts to come closer to me or to share their lives with me. My presence is not only in statues that exude oil, although this is a great grace. My presence is in every present moment and every aspect of human existence. You must recognize it, appreciate it, and accept it as my presence. Act upon the ways I am leading you with a spirit of love in your hearts." A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father.
October 7th, 2020, the Feast of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, today I confide to you the importance of your rosaries, prayed from the heart. Satan is making a final assault upon the heart of the world. He knows his best efforts are facing defeat. Your rosaries are exposing his handiwork. Even with this virus, with which he tried to wipe out whole sections of the population, he is weakened by the rosaries of the quarantined. Do not be discouraged by any reports you hear from the mass media. Such news sources are Satan's tool of communication. You, dear children, are my emissaries of prayer. Let your lives reflect this prayer. It is a prayer that will bring peace out of aggression. Do not be a casualty of Satan's confusion. Allow the chain of my rosary to wrap around you and to unite you. I do not come to you today to reveal coming events, but to encourage you in the present moment. The rosary is your weapon which can defeat Satan and turn the tide of evil. My coming to earth here is a grace. Do not increase my sorrow by refusing to listen and to believe. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Virgin Mary. October 7th, 2020, the Feast of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, please accept my blessing as I accept your love. Respect my commandments. I am extending to you my paternal blessing, my triple blessing. October 8th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, this presidential race is really a contest between truth and fiction. More than in any other campaign, you need to familiarize yourself with the reality of the facts. It is the same with your own salvation. When the moment of your judgment comes, you cannot bluff your way into heaven. This is why I tell you over and over, you must, in all truth, examine your conscience at the end of each day. Each day should bring you closer to my paternal heart and deeper into reverence for my commandments. My promise of paradise, if you please me by obeying my commandments, is all truth. You cannot negotiate with me. It will be too late for false promises. The truth is each present moment builds a case for or against your salvation. There will be no debate. I have given you 10 rules of conduct, including the rules of holy love. Trying to redefine them is not an option. Everything in your life, victories and failures, should be a reflection of your obedience to these commandments. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, 1 through 6. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are of God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit which does not confess Jesus is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, of which you have heard that it was coming, and now it is in the world already. Little children, you are of God, and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore what they say is of the world, and the world listens to them. We are of God. Whoever knows God listens to us, and he who is not of God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 8th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the next prayer event on the property will be November 27th. That is the day after Thanksgiving. In December, I will name December 12th, the Feast of Guadalupe, as my designated prayer event. January, February, and March, we will not have prayer events. God the Father has noted previously, these prayer events strengthen the heart of the world in its resolve to unite with my divine will.